Welcome back. Today we're doing a very jungle-specific skill that beginners usually skip, and it's one of the biggest reasons their loops don't sound authentic yet. The topic is mid-bass restraint. In real jungle, the bass doesn't win by beating huge all the time. It wins by making the break feel bigger. Your job is to leave space for three things at once: the break's attitude, the sub's weight, and the groove's bounce. So instead of a constant mid-range bass line, we're going to build short mid-bass stabs. Think of them like punctuation, little grabs of tone that show up, say something, and get out of the way. By the end, you'll have two tracks, a clean sub foundation and a restrained mid-bass layer that breathes around the drums, all with Ableton stock devices. Alright, let's set the scene first. Set your tempo somewhere in that classic range, 160 to 170 BPM. Go with 165 if you want a safe sweet spot. Drop in a breakbeat loop, amen. Think anything like that, or use a chopped break pattern you already have. Before we touch bass, give your drums a tiny bit of cleanup. On the drum or break channel, add EQ 8, and roll off the super low rumble below about 30 to 40 Hz. Gentle high pass. You're not thinning the drums, you're just clearing out stuff that doesn't help, so the sub has its own lane. Here's the mindset that will keep you out of trouble today. Jungle drums live in the 200 Hz to 5K zone. That's where the smack and swagger live. If your mid-bass sits there constantly, your break will instantly feel smaller. Now we build the sub. Create a new MIDI track and name it SUB. Add operator. Keep it simple and reliable. Oscillator on a sine wave. Pull the level down early, aim around minus 12 dB in operator, so you're gain staging from the start. Now shape the amp envelope. Attack basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 300 to 600 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, think of it as no sustain. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. This is important. We do not want an endless sub that just hangs over everything. We want a sub that moves with the groove and leaves little pockets for the break to breathe. After operator, drop in EQ 8. You can keep it very gentle. If your sub feels a bit cloudy, do a tiny dip around 200 to 300 Hz, but don't overfix what isn't broken. Then add utility. Make the sub mono. You can use bass mono or just set width to 0%. Now just gain so that, roughly, your sub is peaking in the ballpark of minus 10 to minus 6 dB before any mastering chain. This keeps headroom for breaks, which are usually spiky. For MIDI, go classic, short notes that follow the kick. Jungle subs often sit on roots like F, F sharp, or G, but pick whatever fits your tune. Keep it simple. One or two notes is plenty for a beginner loop. Now the fun part, the restrained mid-bass. Predate another MIDI track and name it MAD bass. Add wave editable. Choose basic shapes. Start with a saw or a squarish shape, something with harmonics. Keep unison tight. Two voices, low amount. We're not trying to make a wide super saw bass. We're making a focused stab layer. Now the amp envelope should be shorter than you think. Attack at zero. Decay around 120 to 250 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down. Release around 30 to 80 milliseconds. If you take one thing from today, take this. In jungle, mid-bass often behaves like percussion, not like a continuous melodic bass line. It's part of the rhythm section. Now we carve it so it stays in its lane. On the MID bass track, add auto filter first. Choose a 24 dB low pass. Start cutoff somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz. Add a little resonance, nothing crazy, maybe 5 to 15%. If you want, add a small envelope amount so each stab has a tiny pluck movement, but keep it subtle. The point of this filter is to stop the mid layer becoming a wall of harmonics that bulldozes the break. After auto filter, add EQ 8. This is the big move. High pass the MID bass at about 120 to 180 Hz. If you need it steep, go 24 or even 48 dB per octave. This is how you stop mid bass from fighting your sub and blurring the kick. Then listen for a boxy zone. If it sounds like cardboard, dip around 250 to 400 Hz. And if the snare suddenly loses crack or the break feels dulled, try a small dip around 1 to 3kHz. Don't automatically cut these areas, use your ears, but these are the usual conflict zones. Now add saturator. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive about 2 to 6 dB, and then compensate the output so your level stays controlled. This is a key teacher tip. Saturation is often better than volume. If you keep turning the mid-bass up just to hear it, you'll wreck the break. Instead, add harmonics so it reads on smaller speakers without getting louder. Then add utility. Keep the mid mostly mono to width somewhere around 0 to 30%. And here's a guideline that surprises people. Your mid-bass will often be 6 to 12 dB quieter than you'd set it if you were listening to the bass on its own. Jungle is drum forward. The bass supports that. Now we add the breathing that makes it feel authentic. On the MID bass track, drop in a compressor. Turn on sidechain. Choose your drum or break track as the sidechain input. Start with ratio around 3:1 to 5:1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds so a tiny bit of the stab can poke through. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds and adjust until it feels like it bounces with the groove. Lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. When the drums hit, you're aiming for this sensation. When the break hits, the mid-bass politely steps back. Not forever, just enough that the snare stays sacred. Here are two quick coach tests while you dial this in. First, the snare test. Loop your groove and toggle the MID bass track on and off, but don't listen to the bass. Only listen to the snare and ghost notes. If the snare suddenly feels smaller or pushed back, the mid-bass is in the way. Reduce note length first, then reduce level, then reduce brightness. That order matters. Second, the mute test. If you mute the MID bass and the groove completely falls apart, your mid-bass is doing too much. Remember, mid equals punctuation, not foundation. Now let's write the restrained MIDI. A practical workflow. Duplicate your SUB MIDI clip over to MID bass, then delete 60 to 80% of the notes. Seriously, keep only accents. Aim for offbeats, bar endings, little call and response moments. Try a simple two-bar idea at 165 BPM. Bar 1. Put a mid stab on beat 2 and then a short stab just before beat 4. Bar 2. Only one stab on 3 and that's it. Leave space. Jungle loves negative space. Also, watch out for a beginner trap. Note length drift. You start with tight stabs, then after 5 minutes of editing, they quietly become long notes. In Ableton, select all the MID bass notes and set a consistent length like a 16th to an 8th note, then only break that rule on purpose. If you want extra control, use velocity even though it's a synth. In Waveedable, open the mod matrix and map velocity to filter cutoff, just a small amount or 2 amp. That way some stabs peek out without you raising the track fader. Now we'll glue the bass together lightly. Group your SUB and MID bass into a bass group. On that group, you can add EQ8 for a tiny corrective move if needed, but keep it minimal. Optionally add a glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2:1, and only 1 to 2 dB of reduction. This is just to make them feel like one system, not to flatten them. Now, arrangement guidance, because restraint is mostly arrangement. Authentic Jungle often uses mid-bass variation as energy control, so you might do intro with sub only, or a super filtered mid that's barely there. At the drop, bring in sub plus minimal mid stabs. Mid section, slightly more mid rhythm, but still not constant. Second drop, change the mid rhythm or add a few fills. Outro, back to sub only. A good rule, if the break loses swagger when the mid-bass enters, the mid-bass is doing too much. Let's quickly cover common mistakes so you can self-correct fast. 1. Mid-bass playing non-stop. That usually drags you toward modern rollers or jump-up vibes without you meaning to. 2. No high pass on the mid-bass. If your mid has energy below about 150 Hz, it'll fight the sub and your kick will feel blurry. 3. Overwide bass. It sounds cool solo, but collapses in clubs and steals punch. 4. Too much saturation all the time. Dirt is great as a moment. Constant harshness just masks break detail. 5. Sidechain too slow. If the release is super long, the bass never recovers and the groove feels weak. Now a quick mini exercise to build restraint muscle. Set a timer for 15 minutes. Build your SUB and MID bass chains like we did. Write an 8-bar loop with your break. Keep the SUB to 1 or 2 notes. Then give yourself a strict budget. Only 6 MID bass notes total across the whole 8 bars. Add the sidechain so it's ducking 2 to 6 dB. Now a slash B test. MID muted versus unmuted. If it gets louder but not clearer, shorten the stabs or lower them. Don't just turn them up. If you want one more optional trick for definition without losing restraint, make a parallel air return. Create a return track. Add saturator with more drive than normal. Then EQ8. High pass that return around 300 to 500 Hz and maybe add a small bell around 800 Hz to 1.5K. Then send a little of MID bass to it. You'll hear the bass definition on small speakers without adding mid-bass bulk. Let's wrap it up. Jungle bass power comes from sub-stability plus mid-bass discipline. Two lanes. SUB is mono, clean, consistent. MID is high-passed, short, sidechained, and quieter than your instincts want. Use filtering, envelopes, and note scarcity, and arrange mid-bass like spice, strategic accents, not a constant layer. When you're ready, tell me what break you're using and what key your sub is in, and I can suggest a simple 2 or 3 note mid-stab pitch set that tends to sit well without crowding the drums.